What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Revolution of the Black Woman Will Be Televised podcast. I am one of your hosts, Danielle Bailey.
And I am Tamika Rhines.
What's up, you guys? We are back for another podcast. Can you, like, believe it, y'all? We got, like, two podcasts that's going to be out here. Now, we done recorded a few. but the quality wasn't our best. So we decided to go ahead and re-record to make sure that we are putting out the best quality that we can. So y'all bear with us in these beginning phases because, y'all, it's going to be great. Just in case y'all don't know, this podcast is going to be great.
What you Amen. Think?
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Nothing else to be said except greatness is all over it.
Yes. And the Lord say, just start.
Okay. As you said, we are responsible for creating, and he will do what he wants to do because that's his business.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on. That's his business. All I'm trying to do is what I can with what I got.
That's it. Obedience.
Ooh.
That's all it requires.
That's
now,
it.
Now, we put extra on it. Like, I'd be like, so I got to be obedient. And I got this. All I said was obedience, daughter.
That's it.
You ain't got to figure it out.
And you don't have to measure what other people are doing, how they doing it and stuff like that. Baby, if y'all can see this setup, I'm going to post a picture of it, okay?
Where it all started.
Where it all started. And it's just going to be a picture of where it all started. And then when we get there, well, we got the professionals that's able to help us, that's able to other people who work, and this is their ministry, and not... And it's not this old bootleg stuff that I got going on. Baby, you ain't gonna baby tell us nothing. But right now, guys, so I just need to see if you're gonna be faithful.
Yeah.
Over a few things, and I'll make you ruler.
Over many.
Y'all, we know. Baby, come on. That ain't what we supposed to be talking about today. But we just, like the preacher said, I gave you that for free. But y'all know today... What we're talking about is that today's topic that I really want us, what the title of the message is, it's a new year, now what?
That's good there.
You know, we all are entering into 2023 and we all, you know, you start seeing the quotes, new year, new me, we got these goals and we got this and this and that, you know, and so like, you know, but some of us, we don't have none of that.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're just really and truly trying to make it in this life.
Day
and, you
by
know,
day. Day by day.
Yes. And so, like, you feel sometimes you would start, you know, like, looking at other people and you start, you know, like, what's wrong with me? Why I don't have this or why I don't? So, like, we here to talk about that today. Like, what if you don't have any New Year's goals?
You know, that came up for me. As the season started changing or the year started ending, people kind of started at the top of October talking about the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it from two different perspectives. I heard one preacher say, don't count out what can still be done in 2022 on your behalf. And I heard other people and preachers and speakers say, you know, go ahead, start thinking now about the next year. And I myself was caught in the middle, you know, mm-hmm. as far as in, I'm a person who is trying to make it day by day. There are transitions happening in the bigger picture. I do look forward to whatever happens in the future, but I could not for the life of me put anything on paper. Now, I haven't made resolutions in over 15, maybe 17 years because I was the person who found myself who would write these big, unachievable.
Mm-hmm.
They were outside of, they were unrealistic.
Yeah.
That's the best word. They were unrealistic. I would write things like, I will never do this. I
yeah.
will not, you know, or I will do this every day. I would hold myself to measures or goals that were not realistic for
mm-hmm.
myself. So I did not just stop doing resolutions altogether.
Yeah.
Then my goal became too generic. Like I went too far left into not having any New Year's resolutions or any goals, that I didn't hold myself accountable to anything either.
Yes,
so now, this Tamika is looking for the balance in not making anything that is unrealistic and then not letting myself fall off the scale of being accountable.
Right. I like that. Especially when it's like what I'm like you too, like I would make these unrealistic goals for a long time. Like, I'm like, I'm going to go to the gym every day, you know? And so as I've grown in the season that I'm at, right, I'm just like, okay, and especially this year, I'm really sitting down with trying to make sure that I make realistic goals that are, because I'm really excited about 23. If you follow me on
my
social media,
you've been excited about 23.
Like, I mean, if you follow me on all my any of my social media platforms, I've been talking about 23 because I'm excited. First of all, I'm excited because 23 is the $1 million year for me. Yes. I am going to make $1 million in 23. The Lord told me that towards the middle of December, I'm walking in shipless. This is how I know it's the Lord. I'm walking in shipless, and I mind you, the Lord, I never said this, the Lord would speak with in anything. So I'm listening to a whole tank song, about to go into the shipless donuts, right?
Make it plain, dog.
Make it plain. And I'm like, and the tank song came on, I cannot remember what it was, but it was like, I just felt some kind of way. I was like, okay. And soon as I'm getting ready to go into the shipless, and it said, you're going to touch $1 million this year. You're going to touch $1 million in 23.
My goodness.
And I'm like, what? $1 million? And I was, and it just burned on the inside of me. You're going to touch $1 million. And I remember I said, because I was trying to talk myself out of it.
We do that immediately.
Mind you, I'm just walking in there, give me a donut, come back out to the car, and I'm already trying to talk myself out of it. And for me, sometimes the way that it works with me is, I know like a lot of people say I overshare sometimes, but with social media, I know for me, if I get an idea, if I don't say it to somebody, I'm going to talk myself out of it. So I go and shiftless, come back out, get in the car, put on Facebook, we're going to touch $1 million in 23.
Write it down.
And that begins to be the declaration every since or whatever.
How could you not be excited about that?
Right. So I'm just... And I was even excited before I realized that I was going to make $1 million. But then I had to remember that, like, yo, this is also falls in. I think there's something else that gave me confirmation about $1 million, that this also falls in line with what God told me years ago, that I'd be a multimillionaire by
before
the time I'm 40.
I remember that.
Now, this right here was, if I had any deniable, I know back then, like, I knew that there was God. So if I didn't hear right, because sometimes, you know, when we hear the voice, we don't know if it's the Lord or if it's our ambitions or what.
Right.
And so I was like, and I remember I was just like, is this really God or is this really this? And then it reminded me of, but you 37, daughter. Yeah, that 40, that you from before that's old.
It would be in order to touch $1 million right now.
It would be in order.
If you're going
to
be a multimillionaire.
Right.
And you received that prophetic word.
Yeah.
And it's now the steps to it.
It's
I believe with that comes a lot of transformation on the inside.
Absolutely. And it's like, I don't know, but I remember last year sometime I was like, oh, the shifting happened.
Oh, we.
I remember that. I remember, oh, the shifting. I don't know what it is. And it's in my journal somewhere else. I don't know what it is, but a shift.
Took place in the atmosphere.
Has happened in me.
And you.
And me.
Dear listeners,
mm-hmm.
Mark today.
Yeah.
In your calendar.
Well, I said the shift, I felt it. I don't know what it is, but I feel it in me that the shift has happened.
Wow.
And I've been excited ever since. I've been excited ever since. So when I start, you know, like, so the reason why I wanted to say, like, talk about, you know, it's a new year. Now what? Like, I don't know, like, I have goals, I have things, I have like 18 things that I want to do this year, okay? But then God starts saying, oh, I need you to do this. Baby, this ain't on my list.
Sir, that's not on my list today.
That's not on my list. And not is it only not on my list, you're telling me to do that for free.
Dear listeners, mark this down. The $1 million conversation, the multi-million dollar conversation today, January 17, 2023. We don't have that kind of money. I just want to set the record straight. It's not here. I want to for you to be able to track with us how this comes to fruition.
Yeah.
For you to see the faith walk that it takes to get there. On today, we are two therapists who are trying to make ends meet. Okay. Yes. So when you see the glory, you will know the story.
Yes. When I say this is a faith walk.
With tremble in our voice.
Come on. Come on. I ain't lying. I ain't holding you. I'm over here thanking God. Ooh, thank you, God, that I got a $30 today.
Okay.
I got a $30 copay today. Got it. I got these two checks. These two checks, they are mounting up to I went to two checks to the bank today. That's amounting up to $400. Babe, I can't even pay myself.
Okay.
Because I got to pay. Make sure we got rent. Make sure this, make sure that. Like, I really want to say that I'm talking this, but
on faith.
I'm
on faith.
I ain't got it, y'all. When I say I mean it, I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I believe it. My personal account got $406 in it. That's
by
all
faith.
I got.
By faith.
That's it. Now, how this million going to come, I don't know. But I am, and I'm believing. So, like, when we start saying all of this about, you know, like, it's a new year, now what? I highly recommend that y'all go to God and really and truly ask God, dream with your eyes open.
That's a big statement.
Really? I really want us to understand that whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you desire, I want you to go and ask God for it.
I feel like we often hold ourselves to the standard of already having the answers.
Yes.
Already having it figured out, when that's not how it goes in any situation.
Right.
I mean, you may have a plug who can help you out, who can give you tips and, you know, this is what I did, this is how it worked for me, but you're still gonna have your individual journey to whatever the goal is, whatever the process is, whatever you're going through, growing through. And that's the now what part.
Yeah.
Because we do have goals. We do have things that we want to achieve, you know, that may be carried over from 22. You know, maybe we didn't do it, or maybe it just didn't happen for us in 22. And the now what part, I feel like, is how you walk it out. I feel like that's how you walk it out. Okay, I got these goals. I got this list. And it's a new year. And then the now what is step one.
Right. And I think that that's something that we need to, I realized last week, y'all, I ain't gonna hold y'all. So I'm doing a prayer and fast, the corporate fast with Transformation Church. And so, I remember, like, I was in my prayer time. And so, I was saying something. I was like, okay, God was like, God gave me this idea. I was like, oh, okay. So I'm over here. Yeah, I need to do this. God, I don't know. You know, I was like, I don't know how to do that. Let me Google and see how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
God clearly told me, you should ask me how to do it.
Yikes. I'm bigger than Google, baby. Yikes. Yes, sir.
I was like,
touche, sir.
I was like, my bad, big dog.
Oh,
like, in the moment when he gave me what it is that he wanted me to do, I was like, oh, okay, I think I'm gonna have to Google it. My boy said, well, you should ask me.
Wow.
I'll tell you how to do it.
Wow.
And I was like, my bad. Well, how you do this, guy? And so, but that right there just led me to everything that I'm doing now.
Wow.
I'm going to ask him how to do it instead of running to Google first.
That's the walking it out.
Yes. Instead of running to Google, running to YouTube, like something that's simple. This is how I realized that I really know that God wants to be a part of everything that we do.
Come on.
Because that man said, you should ask me. I know how you should ask me.
And hey man, I bet God be rolling his eyes at us because I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I'm so driven on let me figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or the traumatic responses of nobody's coming to help you, baby. figure it out. That's really where, for me,
yes,
that's really where it comes from. You are by yourself.
Yep.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
The survival mindset, the trauma mindset of nobody's coming to help you figure that out for yourself, and good luck.
Mm-hmm.
That has robbed us of going to the all-knowing engineer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, it just, he was just like, well, you should ask me. And then, like, and then the whole trauma response, like, nobody is going to come to help, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have that too. Like, nobody gonna help. Nobody, I gotta do this on my own. I was like, but I gave you a vision that said that I would help, send people to help you.
Yeah.
So why you think that won't nobody help you?
Yeah.
You just won't ask.
Oh, and that brings in pride.
Come on.
And that brings in, if I do it myself, I get the glory, which is never, that's never what it was about. Speaking for Tamika.
Yes.
You know, that prideful, that want to boast when you come through something harsh.
Yeah.
Or when you're victorious after going through building something, creating something, and it becomes a success, even if it's just a success to you. For me, I'm quick to want to share it. I'm quick to want to post it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Did it all by myself. You know, all those kinds of things when that was never the intent of what you were going through. That was never the intent of your process.
Look, we quick to say, yeah, I did it all by myself. But then we're going to underline and say, God, we got help.
All glory to God. Hashtag all glory to God. That's me. I do that. I've done that. I've got the theme music. She don't need a man. She did it by herself. And then at the bottom, just all hashtag all glory to God. I'm sorry, Father. Because that really, this moment gives me correction.
Yes.
This very moment gives me correction to what is your true heart's intent.
Ooh.
Because we can shout out God on social media. We can shout out whoever helped us. And it looks that way to whoever your audience is. But the big man checks for your heart intent.
Ooh.
Your heart's intent. Ooh, that's good. That's good for me. If this don't help nobody else, help me.
It got nothing to help me, because I can't tell you how many posts I done wrote. Yeah, I want to thank them. I want to thank them. I want to thank God. But in the inside, you did that, sis.
Absolutely.
You did that, but it's, nah, like, God, I just want to thank you for using me. Like, that you did this through me.
Yeah.
And it ain't
He's had to humble me a few times.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, I knew... personal situations, I knew that I had no power, I had no self-control, I had no self-discipline, that I could not have formulated anything to save myself, to get myself out of a situation that I put myself into, that when the testimony did come, it was with tears and trembling. Like, babe, I don't even know how I got here. I don't even know how I'm alive.
Come on.
There was nothing I could have done to have helped myself.
Yeah.
I had no knowledge, no understanding. I was blind. I was disassociated. You know, all those unhealthy characteristics that you learn about yourself on the healing journey, that the humility speaks for you.
Ooh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Come on. We just hear God do the rest.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is, ooh, my God, today.
New year, now what?
New year, now what? Like, y'all, we coming. We, like, in the words of, and look, in my mind, I'm going to do this. So y'all will probably see the graphic or the graphic or the video reel of the Deion Sanders when he's talking about going to Colorado Buffalo. He got this thing to say, we coming.
Yeah.
They doubted us. But we coming.
I like that.
I am going to do that for us. So y'all are going to see that real. We are coming for y'all. We are coming for our sisters, brothers, okay? We are coming for y'all, and we are all going to grow, heal, do what it is that God has called us to do. I am excited about what this podcast is going to do. This podcast is going to touch people we may never even meet, may never even know. But when we get in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, though. We going to be able to rejoice together.
I love it. It is my hope that when you hear this, where you hear it, it resonates with you. Mm-hmm. It encourages you. You can pull the golden nugget from it, and it can apply in so many ways mm-hmm. that it changes your life.
Yes, yes.
I want it to change your life. This is life-changing for us as yes. we have these connections. Mm-hmm. And you can have a life-changing connection with somebody that's not recorded or not anticipated or not planned for. Mm-hmm. And that happens here.
Yeah.
I think that's how you came up with this idea yeah. to say, this is so good. We have such a good vibe, energy, yes, you yes. know, the exchange that happens is so good that we should record it.
Yeah, that's exactly how this podcast has happened. So we'll probably do the next podcast, because we're getting up on time. But we are real therapists in life, y'all. Like, we are real therapists. We are real friends in real life.
Yeah.
We work together in real life. And so we're on the healing journey in real life.
Yeah.
So, like, this right here is coming from us and giving it to you guys as a gift.
Our authenticity.
Right.
In this moment, as it evolves, as we evolve, mm-hmm. we vulnerably share bits and pieces of our journey to say, to share, to show it's real. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. doable. Mm-hmm. We slanging hope and trying to hold on to hope.
Come on.
We are slanging hope and trying to hold on to hope, because life throws everybody curveballs, fireballs, bulldozer balls. Mm-hmm. You know, we out here trying to sling a bat at a bulldozer the ball, and it gets real.
Right. Right. It does. So nonetheless, y'all, that's all we got on today's podcast. So thank y'all so much for joining us. If you have listened all the way, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you guys next week.